This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm right here on the real side. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now here, I have a challenge. I know that there's left-leaning trollers listening to the show. And I've decided that you're cowards. And here's why. And I can tell I'm kicking it off this way. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Take the poll, just like the trollers do. Anyway, so they listen to the show, and I equate them to those people who sneak into your driveway at night and key your car, right? They won't do it in front of your face. And they write about stuff that I say. They have an opinion, and they post it on Facebook pages where it's an inbred group of people. They're all family. They all, every one of them is in total agreement with each other, and then they show you how you're wrong because look at all the positive comments. Like, really? Really, seriously, that's what you're using as evidence? That a whole bunch of people on your side of the aisle with your same mindset is in agreement? That's good. That's rich. So, here's what I'm saying. I will give you, as long as you keep your language clean, right? I'll let you express your point of view. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I won't do a Tucker Carlson on you. I won't step all over you. Okay? I won't call you an idiot while you're on the phone with me. Or on the air with me. So if you really think I'm that far off, instead of writing your little righteous pieces on Facebook and other places, call in. Lay your case out. It's not that hard. It's actually quite easy, quite simple. And again, 855, in case you know you're a little slow on the uptake, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate how much some of you have been involved and engaged. Some of you on the left have written me, and you write me emails, or you know, reach out to me in other ways, and we have great conversations. We don't agree, but at least we're willing to have great conversations. Seriously, how much of a coward are you when you have to write things on Facebook because you can't face me or be on the phone with me? And don't worry about it. The three listeners you drag along with you are not going to up my ratings, so you don't have to worry about it. So apparently, again, I hear Obama had taken credit for the economy. And he says, this, you know, that he just doesn't understand how Trump's policies actually work, how they're working, right? Now, you could head over to Fox News, and I think Tammy Bruce has got a piece on there. And she talks about how he's totally missed it. He's gone. Right? He actually said in the speech, I wonder if I can play this. I'd love that. You got to hear it from me, because it doesn't have the same effect coming out of my mouth. But when he says it, you got to sit there, huh? What? Did he really say that? Yeah, he really said that. Let's see. And you know this is not going to play, right?
Okay. You didn't build that. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Now, he said that back in July of 2012. How he got reelected again, I have no clue. How he got elected the first time, I have no clue. But how he got reelected, I have no clue. You didn't, for every one of you business owners, Democrats, that voted for him after he said that hard work, that blood, sweat, and tears you put in your business, the weeks, the months that you went without a paycheck, you didn't build that? And I know some of you are going to say, well, that's not what he meant. What he really meant was, you know, if you have a trucking company, well, tax dollars paid for the roads that you drove on, so you had to use them to deliver your product. You know, FedEx, hello, we pay taxes for that. They may have put out the bids and they may have made it happen. They may have acted as our general construction manager to get the job done, but we paid for those roads. The government, get it straight. When you give your money to the government and they do something with it, they're not paying for anything. You're paying for it. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to understand this. Right? So your taxes are going to take care of real things that help make your life, or should. They don't always, like in California, but should make your life better. So when he says you didn't build that, maybe he meant, you know, you didn't physically get out of the truck with the tar machine and all that stuff and build the road. If that's what he meant, I'm in agreement with him. But we all know that's not what he meant, right?
Remember that? Well, it didn't go over that.
You know, and she's right. It did not go over that well with others. Didn't go over that well with the people. Let me see if I can play this. God, I hate this. You know, I think that will probably work. Let's see. Go. Go.
Crisis. Return the economy to healthy growth. Initiate around.
Under President Obama, and he's telling President Trump.
Yeah, he's telling President Trump that it isn't his. Yes, I know. I hate when these clips do this.
But we worked hard to turn this economy around when I was president, and the actions that we took during the economic crisis. Returned the economy to healthy growth, initiated the longest streak of job creation on record, which continues to today. So just remember that when you hear these folks bragging about this economic miracle, just remember when it started. Just remember when the ball got rolling.
He is bagging a...
Listen, my mind here. Can you believe this? Everything good. This started from the day he became president. Everything good is because of him, His Highness Obama, and everything bad is because of everybody else. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, seriously, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe at therealside.com. There's a million ways to get in touch with me, a million ways to get involved, and I do mean it, a million ways to get involved in the show. And again, always appreciate the time that you spend with us. All right. The, you know, and it doesn't get much better than this. President, or I should say, you guys get mad at me, but so I'll clarify. Ex-President Oblamo has stated that the economy is all because of him. It's because of the stuff that he did while he was president that got this economy going in the direction it is now. And it has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump. But remember, he was telling us when he was president, several times during his presidency, he said, this may be the new norm. So if he had any kind of insight or any kind of thought that this was going to get better and be better and things were going to be moving along, why didn't he say it then? Why didn't he say, boy, it's going to be a tough, I don't know, 6, 7, or 8 years. We've got to get out of the mess that we've been in. And then the economy will start growing again. Why didn't he say that? And again, if he knew all those things he was going to put in place was going to make a difference, he should have touted it all along. But he didn't. And he, and matter of fact, on his way out, remember, he, and this is what he's done all through his presidency. I mean, the biggest one that I have that I think we can prove over and over and over again is when he said, if you liked your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you liked your plan, you can keep your plan. Well, apparently that wasn't true. But then he came back on video again, all kinds of video, all over that big interweb thing. And over and over and over again, what did he say? I never said that. What I said was, if you liked your doctor and he was in our plan, you could keep your doctor. If you liked your plan and it met our requirements, you could keep your plan. It was all a bunch of hogwash. All of it. And we fell for it. Well, I didn't, but most others did. And now he's doing the exact same thing. After beating on Trump before he got in office, and even shortly thereafter, and saying there's no magic wand you can wave, you can't bring jobs back, you can't revive certain industries, you can't. President Trump is. And that's what you get when you have a president that's never been involved in business, doesn't have a clue how business operates, doesn't have a clue how basic economy or the basic economy moves along. Now, I know he'd like to take credit for it, not even maybe sort of. Yes, he would love to take credit for it. Just some really stupid stuff. Simple, basic, bottom line. The Dow soared from a near 18,000 to more than 26,000 under Trump. I'm sorry, help me understand how Barack Oblamo did that, right? Consumer confidence right now is at an all-time high. It's the highest it's been since the year 2000. Okay? And small business optimism, again, it's at the highest level it's been in 45 years. You can find these, you look at, you know, and people want you to cite your sources. Go to Wall Street Journal. You'll find all these numbers there. Otherwise, you've got to do a little bit of homework to find them. But think about that. Under Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, the Dow soared from 18 to 26,000. Consumer confidence at its all-time highest. Small business optimism at its highest level in 45 years. That goes back to my day in the 70s when businesses were dropping like flies. So seriously, I don't get how he gets away with this. Why do we let him get away with this? And, you know, when you look at this, when he was president, now, you know what, I'm not going to go through this, because it'll take too long to get through this whole thing. But people who thought the state of the nation's economy, you know, 21% said it was excellent, 49% it was good, 20% said it was not so good, 8% it was poor, and 3% said that they didn't know. Right? So, I don't know if people really understand how economics works. I don't know whether you're Republican or Democrat. I don't know. I don't have these answers for you. But here's what I do know. When you have a guy that was in office for 8 years and the economy was continually tanking, it wasn't doing better. When the stock market was pretty much just kind of holding on, if you would. When people were moving from unemployment over to disability, you can find all of the stuff you can find on the government's website for the Bureau of Statistics. You saw people moving from when they were running out of benefits on unemployment over to disability because there is no time limit on disability. And after 99 weeks in some cases of looking for work, and couldn't find any, yeah, you'd want to be disabled. You'd be losing your mind at that point in time. But just the mere fact, as Tammy said, she went ballistic. He's at a rally in Ohio, and he says, we worked hard to turn this economy. Who worked hard? You were doing quantitative easing. You were giving phony numbers. You were shutting down businesses. And somehow that's working hard to turn the economy around? I mean, he's throwing all this stuff out there. He's patting himself on the back. He's spiking the football like this is all his. But again, I want to go back to what I started to say earlier. Remember, he was beating on Donald Trump, telling him all these things weren't happening. A couple of months ago, he's out on a campaign trail talking about how bad the economy is. It's not what it looks like. It's worse off than you believe it to be. And then what happens? He comes out and takes credit for it. I think there's a tad of dementia going on there. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what to call it.
Crazy town.
Crazy town. Okay, is that a clinical term or? Okay. So, you know what, again, right back to when you hear him saying these things, and your friends, I've got friends, Democrat friends that love to post this stuff about how great it was, the numbers aren't real, and they aren't true. It's him believing that's what it is, and he thinks that if he says it enough, if he tells it to you, he get people clapping over it, then it's real. Hey, again, let's not forget the people in North Carolina. Okay? It's really bad. It's a really bad situation. Let's keep praying for them. Pray for them to have the wisdom to get out when they can get out and get the help that they need. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Do not go far, because Chelsea Clinton may have said it's unchristian to keep babies from being aborted. Yeah. And guess who's trying to protect her? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At least 5 dead and widespread destruction from Florence, now a tropical storm grinding slowly and violently across the Carolinas. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Emergency Management Director Bruce Arnell warns people there to stay put.
We encourage everybody to stay where they are in shelters if that's the case. You know, we're faring pretty good. We're not getting a lot of structural damage in Myrtle Beach. And again, more concerned right now with the riverine flooding cutting off access into our city in the days to come.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his predecessor, John Kerry, is actively undermining U.S. policy in Iran.
Actively undermining U.S. policy as a former Secretary of State is literally unheard of.
Pompeo says Kerry and other former Obama administration officials are advising Iranian diplomats to wait out the Trump administration to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I can't picture Xander in a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. Can't do that one. Everything else I was fine with. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being part of this and being part of the process here. I really do appreciate it. Appreciate your time. You can head up to the website. You can click on, Patreon, where you can become part of the team, part of a member of an exclusive behind-the-scenes club. Get over there and find out more. But I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do thank you for being with me. If you head up to the website, give me your email address, because I send out an email every week, let you know who's going to be on, what we got going on. And I know it was having some trouble, or it's been having some trouble for a few weeks, and I think they've worked it through and fixed it. Question, did Chelsea Clinton say it would be unchristian to protect babies from abortion? Now, we have heard this before, and everybody's trying to walk it back for her now. And here's the problem with that, is that she has said, remember, her mom said that Chelsea wanted out of her, I think it was her 6th grade or 5th grade Bible study class, because the teacher told her, now think about this.
She was 6 years old.
Oh, she was six. I'm sorry. She was 6 years old, and she was upset because the Sunday school teacher told her that abortion was wrong. Now, I've always said she couldn't even spell abortion, let alone know what it meant. Unless, can you imagine Hillary teaching her, talking to her, working with her about abortion? And what are you telling your kid at six? Honey, if you decide to have sex, you find the right guy, or you think you do, and you decide to have sex, you get pregnant, and you don't want it, we can help you with that. What are you telling her? At six. Come on, put it together. At six. Chelsea Clinton, who had stirred controversy in the past with her outspoken advocacy of women's reproductive rights. I wish they would call it what it is. Why don't we call it termination rights? It has nothing to do with the reproductive system other than that's what they're interrupting the reproductive cycle. Provoked a new torrent of criticism with remarks she made during a September 13th speech. Now, responding to a question about what motivates her to keep going in a multi-generational struggle to ensure safe access to abortion, Clinton spoke of what life was like for women before Roe v. Wade, and tied her feelings about the 1973 Supreme Court decision to her personal religious convictions. Now, when I think about all the statistics, she said, that are painful of what women are confronting today in our country, and even what women confronted pre-Roe versus Wade. She also went on to talk about how many women died and how many women were maimed because of unsafe abortion practices. She said, we just can't go back to that. Also, I'm sure this will unleash another wave of hate in my direction, but as a deeply religious person, it's also unchristian to me. Really? I mean, when people say stuff like this, what do they use to back it up? What scripture do they use to say, you know, okay, so here's what God says? Or is it a feeling? Do they just feel like this is what God wants from them? Do they just feel like this is the direction God wants them to go in? I mean, think about that. That would mean that every Christian who had a feeling that, you know, adultery was right would mean it was right. And there was a swift partisan reaction, as you can imagine. Right, some online news sources, Chelsea Clinton, it would be unchristian to go back to pre-Roe versus Wade era. That was according to the Washington Examiner. The pro-life website LifeNews.com and Life Zeddy ran articles criticizing Clinton's statements under variants of the headline, Chelsea Clinton says it would be unchristian to protect babies from abortion. There were other formulations, including one site claimed that Clinton said it is un-Christian to not support the slaughter of the unborn. And of course, she didn't say it in those words. And that's why some of these articles are really mad. And Snopes tried to protect her. But they're kind of playing word games, and that's how they always do it. But they're playing word games to try to protect her, right? And someday we should do what it was like pre-Roe versus Wade. And then what the true ruling in the Supreme Court was. But she's been under this before. How is it that you guys have friends like this. Don't tell me you don't. I know you do. You have friends, Christian friends, who actually believe that abortion is sanctified by God. So a life that God gave, that God started, you have a right to stop and take away. Because you know more than God. You're bigger than God. You're better than God. Smarter than God. I swear, if I know somebody says that they're smarter than God, I mean, they're dumber than dirt. And the Clintons, why are we still talking about them? Why is Chelsea still a thing? I hear she's thinking about running for senator. You people in New York, that should send a chill up your spine. And you should do everything you can to fight back. And a pushback, and to make sure that this just doesn't happen. It better not happen. They need to go away. They need to get out of politics, and they need to simply go away. It really is that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But Snopes says it's a mixture of truth and lie. Oh, they don't call it a lie, though. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, again, I just want to go back to what I've been touting, what I've been saying, what I've been pushing on. We have 7 weeks to an election. Seven long and grueling weeks to an election. What are you doing to make it right? What are you doing to make sure that there's no shenanigans going on at the polls? ABC News did a poll, or did some fact-checking of their own. They came up with the conclusion that Obama doesn't always tell the straight story. I mean, I wonder how long they worked on this. 4.5 seconds? I mean, it wouldn't take long to figure this one out, right? Former President Barack Obama's recent denunciation of President Donald Trump's treatment of the press overlooks the aggressive steps the Justice Department took, and this is so true, they keep forgetting, to keep information from the public during his administration. You realize that he flat out refused to honor FOIA requests, which are requests for information from the government. They wouldn't even respond to them. They're supposed to. It's a law. Right? And he claimed that he wouldn't give the information because the Republicans would sabotage some of the things that he was trying to do. Because they don't do that at all, do they? With his return to political, the Donnybrook on behalf of the Democrats in the November for the November elections, Obama brought a once familiar style back into discourse. It's measured. He's nuanced. Right? I mean, and it keeps him from making a whole bunch of misstatements. And he's but he doesn't always tell the story right. He's got some problems. Well, no more. Obama campaigned in Illinois and California last week with more politicking planned. Let's speak to some of his remarks, right? We'll have some fun with it. I could do these all with his script, but that's too boring. It shouldn't be Democrat or Republican to say that we don't threaten the freedom of the press because they say things or publish stories that we don't like. He said, I complain plenty about Fox News, but you never heard me threaten to shut them down or call them enemies of the people. The facts are, really, that Trump may use extraordinary rhetoric to undermine trust in the press, but Obama went further for real. Usually took extraordinary actions to block the flow of information to the public. Remember, the Obama administration used the 1917 Espionage Act with unprecedented vigor, prosecuting more people under that law for leaking sensitive information to the public than all previous administrations combined. But you don't hear about that right now. Think about it. When Trump runs around trying, I want to grab the whistle, I want to grab the person leaking information, we need to stop this, the left goes crazy. You're stepping on their constitutional rights. Well, they don't have a constitutional right to undermine the president. Obama's Justice Department dug into the confidential communications between news organizations and their sources as part of their effort. I can't remember the fellow's name at Fox. I think it was Rosen. Might be wrong. They nailed his phone big time, the FBI did. That was illegal. Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Don't go far.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna have.
What, a pot of coffee?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna have.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 5732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. If you only knew what I was laughing about. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me, the time you spend on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. As I said, President Obama, ex-President Obama, tried to take credit for all this. All the upturn in the economy and the jobs market. And, you know, I love when he was, over the last few days especially, where he's really mad because everything he said about Trump is wrong. Trump couldn't bring jobs back. He did. There were industries that could never wake up again. They would never come back again. They did. A lot of great things that were going on that Obama even asked at one point in time, does he have a magic wand? Is that what he thinks he's going to do to bring back jobs? Well, he did, so he must. You know, and again, in him yelling that Republican sabotage caused over 3 million people their health insurance was a lie. And people are catching on. They've been catching on. They've caught on. They're watching over this, and they know what it's about. Now, Obama campaigned in Illinois and California last week, right? And it's almost like he's running for office again, even though we know he's not. But it sounds like it. All the stuff that he's done, he's doing. So, I love this. The Obama administration used the 1917 Espionage Act with unprecedented vigor, prosecuting more people under the law for leaking sensitive information. I want to go down this road. I talked about this in the last segment. Can you imagine if Republicans did exactly the same thing? Can you imagine if Republicans went down the road of saying, okay, if you're leaking information and we catch you, we are going to prosecute you under a 1917 law? The Dems would be going out of their minds. I just want fair play. That's the other thing, too. It's not that I want a leg up. I don't want affirmative action for Republicans or conservatives. I want equality, true equality. They do something wrong, I want them called out, and I want them prosecuted for it. We do something wrong, our people do something wrong, I want them called out, I want them prosecuted for it. It isn't that hard. Right? I mean, the Obama administration, they went after 20 Associated Press reporters. They got their phone and cell records. What is that all about? Why was that allowed? That these are reporters. That, you know, you hear them say use the word unprecedented all the time. That is unprecedented. Think about it. Now, they say that the AP was not the target of the investigation, but it called the seizure a massive and unprecedented intrusion. Obama's Justice Department also secretly dogged Fox News. That was it. James Rosen. That was the one I was trying to get the name of. They got his phone records. They were tracking his arrivals and departures at the State Department. Why? Why should they do that? When was Rosen ever suspected of colluding with the Russians? I don't know. I'm just picking something out of midair. They obtained a search warrant to see his personal emails, naming him as a possible criminal co-conspirator in the investigation of a news leak. Wow. Has Trump done any? Has the Department of Justice under Trump done any of these? No. It's just never. Remember the Obama administration and the New York Times editorial board wrote at the time that they have moved beyond protecting government secrets to threatening. But this is the New York Times board. This is the one that they love. This is the one they always tout. The Dems always tout as telling the truth. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that administration, the Obama administration, had moved past protecting the government to threatening the fundamental freedoms of the press. Where was the big hoopla? Who jumped on board? Who made a big deal out of it? Now, Trump says, you're publishing fake stuff, you're fake news, you're not telling the people the truth, and he's terrible. To put it in your words, he's Hitler, right? Don't you find that crazy? Don't you find it, again, double standards, right? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I can't think of anything. I can't think of any other way to put it, right? Anyway, I'm Thomas, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Ryan in Massachusetts. Ryan, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. I've been a long time listening. I mean, I appreciate the work you guys do. I always appreciate your opinions. And,
thank you.
You know, Jamie's always great in chats.
She's, don't tell anybody, but she's the real heart of the show.
definitely. Yeah. I didn't want to bring it out like that, but...
So, Ryan, you want to talk about Article 13 in the EU. What's up? What case?
I absolutely do. So here's the thing with Article 13. I don't know if everybody's familiar with that, but this is getting passed through in the European Union right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the premise of... I can't remember the term.
Ultimately... They want to regulate what comes down in YouTube and places like that, right?
Well, it is, but they're going after a specific term, copyright. They're going after copyright.
Yeah, copyright directive, yep.
However, they're also working amendments into this bill where Facebook will have to lose all of its private groups so that it can be regulated. All of this will have to be done by an AI because there is absolutely no possible way that it can be done by humans. And no small corporation, no small group that has like, you know, what they do with Facebook and all that could actually pay for this. So you would have basically Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and there would be no Minds, there would be no Gab, there would be none of that. There would be no other groups, and nobody would ever be able to work their way into that market ever again with these laws. And the other side of that is, yes, this is all happening in the European Union, but I mean, people seem to think that there's going to be two separate internets for Europe and America, and that's just not going to be the case. So I would just honestly like to get your opinion on this and how this is all going to play out.
You know, I don't know a whole bunch about this. You know, I've heard bits and pieces of what they were trying to do, and I saw it at first. At first, they were trying to, as you say about copyrights, they were trying to protect people. This is the way they put it out there. They were trying to protect people that were making money off their own stories and their own, you know, putting their own information out there, right? But as you say...
Yeah, because Lars Ulrich needs another third house, you know?
So they, as you say, though, how are they going to do this, right? How are they going to regulate this? How are they going to watch over this? They want licensing fees paid, but here's the part that kind of creeps in as you're reading through this. There's tax money involved here. When they start tracking this, when they start forcing people to pay for the copyright on these, there's taxes attached to that. So think about the amount of money the EU, which is dying, they're shriveling up. The bank has no money. A lot of those countries have no money. They think that they're gonna generate hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue with this for the EU.
Oh no, that's not how they're going to that's not how they're going to generate the money. What they're going to do is they are giving these tech companies 1 hour to get anything that they deem inappropriate off the internet. 1 hour. You know how much information is downloaded to the internet in an hour? That's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. And every time they fail to do so, they intend to fine these tech companies. And don't get me wrong, I'm not defending these tech companies because they are above and beyond in cahoots with these people. But I mean, it's like that. Those fines are definitely going to come down on us. So you're either going to I don't see any other option than either Facebook and Google and all these companies are going to start charging people to use the services, or they're just going to tell Europe that we can't offer you our services anymore. There's no other option with how it's set out in this bill.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to give up that kind of money, Ryan. I got to read more into this. I believe you, but from what I'm reading, it looks like another kind of tax scam, if you would. But if you're talking about fines, I'm sure that's in there somewhere. But I haven't had enough time to look at it. I do appreciate that you're listening. I do appreciate that you called. Okay, have a great rest of the night.
All right, man. You too.
Okay, thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Oh, Willie Nelson was attacked by his own fans for supporting Beto O'Rourke in Austin, Texas. I'm trying to figure something out here. Did you not know that Willie was a Dem? A liberal Democrat? Not saying he's a bad guy. Just a liberal Democrat. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.